Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. You are listening to the PKN News Forum. And I am your news anchor, Darlene Lawrence. We are here tonight on this evening, Sunday, October 22nd, 2017. And it is the fourth Sunday. We are going to be talking about news items that we will be back on next Sunday, which is the fifth Sunday. We will be back on again with newsworthy, and I'm going to tell you, we got enough stuff in the news to keep on talking. So we will be back again on next Sunday. But tonight, this is PKN News Forum, and I am Darlene Lawrence. Tonight, we will be talking with our regular hosts that anchor this particular forum. We will be speaking with Adrienne Allen, our sister from D Block Church. She will bring to you special interest issues. You will also be listening and hearing from Mr. Robert Hudson. And he is also one of our oath hosts, as well as our very, very experienced switchboard person, or board person, I should say. I'm saying switchboard. I'm Billy back in the day. You will also be hearing from Antonia Beck from Peripheral Vision. And, of course, our sister, our very own Chappie, our CEO and founder of Purpose Kingdom Network. So tonight, we have a lot to talk about. There's a lot that has been going on in the news. And I think, first of all, you need to know you can call us because we are broadcasting live from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. You can call in at 323-870-4174. And don't hesitate to press 1. Pressing 1 is only going to bring you right on in so you can make a comment for what we're talking about. And getting right into what we're talking about, let's talk about what's been going on in the news. So, for the last few weeks, and as you well know, with the Righteous Consciousness Show, we've been talking about boycotting the NFL, and we've been talking about a lot of things. This president has been stuck on stupid. I'm talking about number 45, yes. He has been on stupid, talking about items and issues that are totally irrelevant to some of the more stringent issues that are happening in this country, such as the four special agents, Green Beret, that their mission was compromised for a delay in letting the American people know that that effort failed and that there were four Green Beret special agents that were dead, that were left out there. And even more, the one that you have hearing about the most, Mr. LaDeva Johnson, that young man and all that has occurred in his particular situation. Now, there was a special mission, and as we do know, that John McCain has now subpoenaed Congress, and has, or the Pentagon, I should say, for detail as to what has occurred or what occurred during the time of Mr. LaDeva Johnson and what occurred with him. This was something that, you know, first of all, it should have been more information that was given, and it was not. There was a mission that these men were, the mission was compromised. There is even some talk that, and this is from the reports that is coming from the Pentagon, that maybe the intelligence was compromised, that it was flawed intelligence, in fact, that was received as to why Mr. Johnson and the other three Green Beret was killed during this particular time. You know, the sad part about it is what occurred and how it occurred. What occurred was Mr. Johnson was not even recovered. He was not even known where he was for a whole 2 days. So we got some major questions to answer. The questions that we have to answer is what happened? Now, I know that you all remember McCain talking about what happened in Benghazi, what happened in Benghazi. We heard that so much, it makes me want to puke. But the truth of the matter, we need to know what happened in Niger. And with the same aggression in trying to find out what happened in Benghazi, every last congressperson, senator, every last person, everybody that was on that kick trying to find out what happened in Benghazi need to find out what happened. What happened, why this man was still out there for 2 days? What happened, why there was a 2 week delay? What happened as to now ISIS is taking all of the credit for this attack? So what happened there? Where was the intelligence? And also, that area was supposed to be covered with drones. Now, let's not forget that we're living in an information technology era. And there should have been information. There should have been drones letting these people know that something else other than the whatever the exercise that was planned or was supposed to go down, something else was going down. And because something else was going down, we got four people that was killed. But then again, I mean, that is the hurtful, hard reality of it all, is that these four people was killed because of some either flawed intelligence, not having the proper access to information, not getting the information they should have received. But there is a delay. And then the delay is even more delayed because we have a number 45 knucklehead in the office that got into a, excuse me, America, but I'm going to say it, a pissing match with a congresswoman, with the woman that created the program, established the program that Mr. Johnson was a part of. This is somebody that watched that young man grow up from a child growing up. This is somebody that was a part of his positive influence. He was a mentor in her program. He was somebody that went through and came out a success. And the family was very close to this particular congresswoman, Ms. Wilcox. The problem is, she has been disparaged beyond anyone that should be disparaged because she was with the family, a family that she feels akin to. And inside that particular situation, I believe they were in a car going somewhere when they got the call from Trump. And the call was on speaker. And she heard the conversation. And once again, we have another instance of someone that is so unreasonably uncompassionate. I mean, wow. That by itself is almost an oxymoron, unreasonably uncompassionate. That this man said words that, I don't know, in his sick, deluded brain, Perhaps he did mean something different, but because she is so unfit to lead, what came out of his mouth was, oh, well, he knew exactly what he was signing up for, and I guess it still hurts anyway. Those are the words that stuck with Miss Maisha Johnson, his mother and father and family and the congresswoman. Those are the words that stuck. Those words were so cold and hard and so unfilled with compassion. You see, because we got a president that had dodged going in the military for some old phony behind bone spurs in his foot that he claimed he could not go into the Army for any type of active duty or to service this country. Nor, I guess, his kids got the same hereditary disease, because none of them have also. Now, I will say, General Kelly, who has been assigned to Trump as the secretary of, I guess, his staff secretary. I guess that's what he's supposed to be. Kelly lost a son. Kelly is also a Gold Star family. But I got to say, Kelly owes Congresswoman Wilcox a big apology. He called her some names, and he also refuted some things that she said that he was totally incorrect with, because she was not in place. That whole thing with the center that she created was not about glory for her, and that's what the Republicans tried to play on this. They tried to use her and say that she was politicizing this whole thing, but she was not. She gave the bare, cold facts. Yes, I'm involved in Mr. David Johnson's situation. Why? Because he was the first one that came through my program. He was one of the first ones. I saw him. We worked with him. So when you have a situation like that, and then you have somebody like John Kelly, who is someone that, General Kelly, I should say, who is someone that this country gives a lot of respect to because of his role as, I believe, he's a 3-star general, whatever kind of stars he got. He's in general status. Whatever that role is, that is what he is, you know, his claim to fame, so to speak. Bottom line is this. Kelly said some things that were very disparaging to Congresswoman Wilcox, and one is he called her an empty barrel. Now, we're all in different little sides of this world and this country called the United States of these America, of this America, whoever this is, and right now it's Trump and the crazy people even stirred up. But I was listening to one of the pundits on MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell. And Lawrence O'Donnell said that he and Kelly essentially are from the same neighborhood. Maybe a couple of blocks in differences, but in Boston. And if anybody know anything about the origin of Boston and anything about Boston race relations, you will know that Boston is a very racist city. Very racist. I have been there on several occasions, and trust me, I've seen it just going into a restaurant. Boston is a very racist city. And a lot in the old sections of Boston, there's a lot of Irish. O'Donnell. Get the picture now? They live in close proximity. So O'Donnell factored in. He factored in to say when he made that comment about her being an empty barrel, that had more to do than just saying something hollow, making a bunch of noise. It had a racial connotation to it, is what Lawrence O'Donnell was saying. That is uncalled for. But then when you have a number 45 sitting up there occupying space that he has no right, really, and that he's not qualified to occupy, and he gets the opportunity to get in there and just say and do the things that he have done. Anyway, in other news, I kind of stretched that out, and I don't want to hang too long on that because I have a couple other things to talk about. One is, while everybody is focusing on that, Trump slipped on in there. He signed a bill to cut health care, Medicaid. This is going to affect his base, okay? And then, all in all, he did some other disparaging, horrible things. I've said it before, I cannot reiterate more and more. This is a time that we can't be sitting on our hands sleep. We need to stay awoke. Why? Because there is so much going on. You would not even believe all that is going on. You wouldn't believe all that is going on. It is so much. And you gotta stay on top of it. Why? If you don't, your life and the life of your loved ones depend on it. The life of your loved ones depend on it. And I mean that. Anytime somebody takes and don't have any other good reason to do anything but to cut your Medicaid. Now, he has insurance. No doubt in my mind, he got some daggone good insurance. And that's an old South Philly slang by saying daggone, okay? But he has insurance. He don't care about what you have. Now, in other news, we are still looking at the take the knee to the anthem situation. And I'm still calling for men to boycott the NFL. Yes, you need to stand up. You need to boycott it. You need to not watch. You need to let the NFL feel something. One thing I will say, that Master P made a proposition to Mr. Kaepernick after Mr. Kaepernick filed a grievance with his union. The producer, singer, whatever you want to call them all, Master P, who is a mogul, a multi-million dollar, billion maybe, I don't know. He said to Kaepernick, you know what? Forget going back to the NFL. Start your own league. And I got to say this about that man. That's the very thing that we're talking about. You need to start your own league. We need to build our own businesses. We need to stand on our own two feet. We need to let them see our economic power, and we need to take all five fingers and ball them up and make the biggest doggone fist that we need to make to punch a hole through the nonsense that's going on in this country. Right now, I want to pass this torch right on to my sister, Adrian Allen, who has a word in our special interest area.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, my sister.
Okay, sister Adrian, can you hear us? Right now, we don't have our host on right now, but just, you know, just moving things, you know, right along. Adrian, if you can hear me, you can just go ahead and let me know if you can hear me. If not, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and I'm Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, and I'm the, you know, the sports interest for the show. And just piggybacking on what our sister Darlene Lawrence was just saying, as far as the NFL. The NFL is, they have been, you know, a powerhouse as far as, you know, as far as media and you know, having their own network and being a conglomerate. And that's the best way I can describe it, is being a conglomerate where they have a monopoly on a lot of things concerning the media, concerning their product. Now, one thing that has happened that we don't understand in the backgrounds, in the background scenes, is the Player Association and the union, they have met with the NFL owners, because they have been talk about players not standing, and, you know, if they're not standing, they will be either fined or they will be suspended from the team. And what this all means is this is, has all come to a head right now, where is now the NFL, they're going to have an answer right now to, you know, not only just the players, but also to the public. Because when they have these sort of hearings, the public is involved, where you have an arbitrator. So they have an arbitrator right now. And one of the requests of the Players Association, the reason why things have not moving forward, where we don't hear all the information, is that they requested that Colin Kaepernick be present during the meeting, which is not possible because a legal technicality is that he's now suing the league. And what our sister was saying earlier was that, you know, there is, you know, a charge going forward right now where, you know, we as people, we want to know and we want to let everybody know that, you know, there's a certain form of equality or you know, unequality among everybody, you know, when the ACLU is involved. That's when you know that there may be or potentially be a problem where there is some kind of disproportional in attitude where, you know, we can't actually be competing on a competitive field with, you know, anybody else. And right now, yes, the NFL does hold a monopoly. And yes, you know, everybody, you know, among all the sports, love watching NFL, especially men. But there is also one sport that I just want to let everybody know, me being a sports analyst, I had to let you know right now, at no time during any national event or sporting event do we see a baseball player, and baseball is so diverse. We have players from all over the world in baseball. But at no time you hear them, and this is declared America's pastime, where you see anybody taking a knee or putting a fist in the air. And this is the most diverse sport. This is the most diverse sport that we have right now, is baseball. Why do you not see anyone taking a knee, putting a fist in the air? And you want to know why? It's about money, okay? It's about money. When there's enough money going around, nobody, and I tell you, nobody is going to say anything or is only going to create waves where they feel is that it's going to disrupt the currency coming through their hands. It's the same thing with Congress. And, you know, hey, you know, I'm just going to put my little tidbit in there from, you know, my previous shows on self-expressions, where I let everybody know that, you know, gun control. And the reason why gun control is not there is because money's coming over hand and fist. It's the same thing in sports. You know, everybody's making money. Do you want to stop, you know, your job? Do you want to, you know, if you're working in, say, Krispy Kreme donuts, and everybody knows that, you know, anybody that's ate a Krispy Kreme donut, you know, everybody knows that, wow, Krispy Kreme donuts are so good. But you being a worker at Krispy Kreme donuts, do you think it would be proper for you to say, hey, you know what? one of the major ingredients in Krispy Kreme donuts is cocaine. Even though majority or 80% of the people say, hey, you know what? Wow, I knew it was something. I knew it was the reason why I was going crazy over those donuts. But in the same sense, you're jeopardizing your livelihood by announcing a major ingredient. And an ingredient that even though 80% of the people will say, hey, I knew it. I knew that was something that was making me go crazy over those donuts. But I want to tell you something. About 70% of the population says, hey, you know what? I don't think it's right for them to include an ingredient like cocaine and not let me know that that was in the donuts. And that right there is what we're dealing with right now. And I'm not sure, but do we have Sister Adrienne on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
All right. Yes, I can hear you now. Okay. I'm going to turn the segment over to you for your special interest. And I was just, keeping the seat warm for you.
Okay. So, I don't know. Did you hear anything that I said?
No, we
basically. Okay, let's just say special interest of. it's a beautiful thing that you didn't hear anything of that I said, because that's a special interest of mine. How we are working on trying to help the world understand and see the things that are difficult in our lives every day. And the devil really the enemy really has a way of making sure that things are not, you know, supposed to be heard, I guess, by many. And that's a special interest right now, because if you look at it, we're not focused on our future. We're living for our day, which is okay. But just like Darlene was saying about, you know, be careful of, you got to stay focused on the things that are happening, not so much on watching the things that are happening, but focused on the fact that you know that they're happening, and they're happening in the order that they're supposed to be happening in. The funniest part that a lot of people get caught up in is everything that we see today is really in the Bible. And those that are like completely astonished, can't believe, this is crazy, oh my God, what are we going to do? And this got to stop, and oh, we got to get together. And it says one thing, that we're looking for everybody else. We're looking for ourselves to do it. We're looking at all of the different places, but we're not asking God to do what it is that he has already done. And it's getting crazier and crazier. But it's funny, because we have 2 weeks of the news, so this special interest will probably run on into the next week. But I was talking about seeing a show today called Under the Dome, and what happened under the dome was there was a city that actually, there was a dome that was placed over the city. Now when the people that were caught in this dome, they actually lost access to the internet and, you know, everything that is privy to what we do today. The phone, the electricity, the television, TV, not TV, movies, you know, any types of entertainment, all types of entertainment. And what happened is the town went panic, of course, because hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. But there's an underlying story in the movie to the point where, as the people are going through the lack of nothing that they have been subjected with, they have been ripped of everything, let's say it like that, that the thing that they're looking for to save it and to, like, help it is called the rapture. That's the medicine that they need. And I said, what? The medicine is called rapture? And they said, yeah, the medicine is called rapture. And I said, wow. So that means that we are so, and when I say we, I mean we as believers are so messed up in what we look like to the non-believer that we are not doing our job as disciples, as, you know, as the people that are supposed to be out here that know God and know what he can do and know what he will do and understand the power that we have to make this the special interest of everything that we do, because in every situation, there's a moment where we can bring God into it. But we don't believe that. So because we don't believe that, the more and more and more stuff that we see, I mean, you could take 45 for an example. I mean, the focus on it to make you talk about it makes you sound crazy. Do you understand? It gives you so much anger and so much hate and so much just disgust. That's none of God, nothing, none of it, not a one piece of it. And I don't care how bad he is. And we as the people, that needs part of our walk. When people bring you the stuff that they're dealing with, you have to show them how, not by saying, oh, this got to do this and that's got to do this, but just showing them that there's another way. And unfortunately, some people don't want to watch. So you know what? Then you might have to turn around and say, duh, this, do this and that, do that. And then, like, I talk to him at another moment. But you didn't go through with the moment like, oh, yeah, this going to be bad. No, it's not going to be that bad. It is that bad, but it ain't going to be that bad. I don't care what it looks like. And we should be able to stand on that because we, as the believers, you know, that's all we have. Because unfortunately, the unbelievers are walking around and they're looking at the believers and they're looking at the believers in such disgust that the furthest thing that they're doing is, you know, we're going the wrong way. So I believe that as, you know, especially as Purpose Kingdom. Purpose Kingdom, we are a network of different minds and bodies, and so God has blessed all of us in all different types of aspects of our lives in different types of ways.
Right.
And what we do at Purpose Kingdom is bring everything in full circle to how we look at it, the way we interpret it, but we always, at the end of the day, try to bring God back into it to let you know that guess what? If you wake up tomorrow, that means God still loves you. He gave you another shot. And now the best thing to do is try to make yesterday or today a little bit better than it was yesterday. I know that it looks crazy, and then we don't even understand the setup. Like, if we go back and we watch all of the movies, that's why I said I'm glad that we got 2 weeks of this, because I'm really going to take this back, because I think my next week special interest is going to be showing you how the movies that we've watched have allowed us to see what God can do, how God can do it, but has not said that this is what God can do. And because they have not said this is what God can do, we watch I Am Legend and think, oh, wow, that was a great movie. Or we watch I Am Robot and think, oh, that was a great movie. Or if you're a little bit older and you're like in your late 30s, early 40s, you remember the day before tomorrow. We remember these things, but we watch them in amazement, like we were still being entertained. Now it's 2017, and as we know, 45 is out there. So if you want to say 45 is out there, 45 ain't the issue. 45 is the thing that's going to make everybody in so disgust that the next best thing that comes along, everybody's going to love it. So we need to be prepared because that is what is happening. We sound like we're being set up. We don't walk around here being mad at the world because that somebody did something or you seen it on the news or whatever the case may be. We got an interest. I got an interest every day because I just want to make sure that somebody else knows that whatever you're going through right now, guess what? God got it. And guess what? He probably maybe sent me to you so that I can let you know that God got it.
All right now.
But we can't, but people don't, you know what I mean? People don't want to do it. There's people that spent all day in church today. And when they left church, they ain't said a thing to nobody. Well, they might have called, you know, Sister Shirley or so-and-so or Sister Lorraine, you know what I mean, to talk about what happened and who said what. And did you hear what she had? Did you hear what she said for the announcement today? Oh, child. But we, you know what I mean, we are focused on all of these things. And then the non-believer is standing on the outside looking at everything we do that's not of God. And it's like, wow, that's a special interest. If it's not a special interest for everybody else, like Reverend Aaron says, I'm talking to myself and I'm going to bring it to the world. Because it is definitely a special interest in my world, because in my life, because the one thing that I do know that I want to do is, because God put that much in me and cared that much for me to see it. And when I say that for me to see it is because I understand that everybody won't see. And I'm learning that in the scripture that everyone won't receive it, and they won't receive it in the time that it might be given. The point of it is not up to us as believers to make sure that they get it, but it is up to us as believers to give them at least the best example that we can. Or walk around with the thing and say, you know, you can't say that. But it would be nice to have a shirt that just said, you know, I pray every day, but still pray for me. You understand? Because at the end of the day, as great as we want to be, if we fall short, like I said, if you wake up the next day, God is giving you another shot. So you can't be that mad at what you did yesterday that you no longer want to wake up and do it again, that you don't want to keep thriving to do something different. Even if you do the same thing every day, well, you know, every day you do the same thing. I mean, you be awake because you're living, because you still have breath, but if you find that you do the same thing every day, you find that you died within, like, and you're still living. So that's another day for a whole nother time. That ain't no news crew. That's like a D-block church right there, dying when you're alive. Like, but that's a special interest. I want to bring that in. I think it's time. Well, I don't know. It's too much noise. I can't hear. So I'm moving on. And I'm going to pass it back to Darlene. That's what I'm going to do.
All right there, my sister. Am I still on there, my brother? Hello?
Yes, you are on the air, my sister.
All right, then. Let's get you on in there. You already gave us a little bit of your synopsis, so what else you got for us, Brother Rob?
Okay, yeah. And, you know, just to, you know, reiterate, you know, just a little bit what I was saying. Like right now, you know, a lot of things are, you know, smoke and mirrors, you know, and we don't, you know, tend to harp on the bigger picture. We tend to harp on the smaller picture. Now, the whole world, you know, basically when we, you know, we broadcast our sporting events, they look at what we call our sporting events, you know, America's sports events. Now, in reality, we all know that, you know, football has been king for the last couple of decades. But everybody around the world looks at our, you know, our baseball games because it represents a lot of diverse countries around the world, from Japan to Korea to China to Russia, you know, all the way to France and, you know, even Finland and, you know, Iceland. Well, you know, they don't have any baseball fields because the reason why it's called Iceland because it has mostly ice. So when they come over here and they are training, they're spring training all the way from spring training all the way up to, you know, the regular season until the postseason to the World Series. Every team, even right now, they have someone representing the country that, you know, is not, you know, from America. They're from the world. So they have their eyes, you know, watching. Even though, you know, when the World Series plays, it doesn't have any, as much viewership as the NFL when they do the Super Bowl. But what I do guarantee is that you will have the most diverse people from around the world watching that event. And the reason why is because, like I said, there's someone almost from every corner in the globe playing in that baseball game as far as the World Series. And so when we say, you know, the NFL players, you know, when they stand up or they don't stand up or they don't lack the wherewithal to say, hey, this is a perfect time for me to, you know, show that I understand where I came from. I know where I'm at right now. And I know that by standing up or by just doing a little gesture, it's going to make a little bit of awareness for somebody somewhere and somehow. But through baseball, they don't do it. And do you want to know why they have that type of unity? You know why? Because the baseball owners have promised these players that they will always, no matter what happens, will give them 80% of the profit of whatever they make. And you're saying, well, why aren't the NFL owners doing the same thing? Because they could really circumvent this thing and they can really stop this. And you know the reason why? It's because they gain to make more money. So we as a people, if we do support the players, if we do like the players, they're standing up, but we don't want them to disappear like Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I am not a Colin Kaepernick fan. I do believe that Colin Kaepernick is, at best, an average quarterback in the NFL. But one thing I do know about average is better than terrible. Now, there's a team in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns. Now, they have the worst quarterback situation in the NFL. And I know Colin Kaepernick, he is suing the NFL. But what I would do, if I was Colin Kaepernick, and I know I'm suing the NFL, I would show up in a parking lot of the Cleveland Browns practice facility, and I would just stand there, and I would just throw balls to like a little 10-year-old kid and just throw it to him. And you'll see him catch, you know, and then, you know, those kids, you know, they know what kind of quarterback you have there. And, you know, and they going out patterns or whatever all over the parking lot. And I would call all the media there just to let them know that no matter how bad or how you measure me against anybody on your roster, I'm still better than what you have on your roster. You should be with open arms welcome me there. You know, this is the type of thing that where, you know, I get kind of disgusted because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we just want to ignore the simple fact as far as, you know, when somebody is qualified for the job, but for some reason they don't have that job. And even though we know that at some point that it may come to a point where we're qualified and we're in line for that job and we don't get it, and then you're going to always say, why? Why did I not get that job? Why am I not, you know, in that position? And a lot of people say, well, there's several different variables and things like that of that nature, but no. The variables of the nature is that for some particular reason, that company or that corporation, they understand what you stand for, and it is no longer in line of what they believe in. When you come to that paradox, that's when you become expendable beyond all reasonable doubt. And that whole word right there, reasonable doubt. Now, right now, you know, he's suing the NFL. But if he wins this, you know, this will free up, you know, through all of the sports of where they find out that, you know, for some reason, that a player through either age or even just, you know, they may have had a couple of bad plays where they feel as though they don't belong in the league. And that is where we have a problem with this country, because there are certain country clubs across this country right now in golf. Now we're going to golf. And I'm a sports analyst, so I'm just going to let you know I'm going to handle all sports and I'm going to handle all this part of the situation. There are some parts of the country where as though if you don't have a certain amount of dollar amount in your bank account, you cannot be a member of that country club. If you don't fit a certain criteria for that country club, you could be even Tiger Woods at his heyday. You could not be a member of that country club. And I know everybody remembered that when Tiger Woods, before he won his first major, he was not a member of the Augusta Club. And the Augusta Club was one of the things in Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods was almost refusing to be a member. And you know why? Because he knew how the exclusion was among black people. And through the divine intervention of Nike, which gave him a nice little contract, that was all swept under the rug. But everybody remembers, you know, if you can go back in time, remember that Tiger Woods refused to join the Augusta Club. But everybody knew he was the number one golf player in the world. And it couldn't be denied. And that's what we have to understand when we have our time that we can, you know, we can stand up. You know, Tiger Woods did not have to accept that contract. He could have stood his ground and still played in Augusta and won that major and still be one of the youngest players to win, you know, the Masters. But, you know, being though you have, you know, advisors and you have certain people around you, sometimes, you know, when you're in a certain position, sometimes you're not going to use your better judgment. This could have happened a long time ago. Like I said, when Tiger Woods was at the Augusta's Masters. And, you know, we've seen this time and time again where, you know, sometimes we take, you know, personal gain in front of, you know, personal gain for a whole society. It happens every day. The decision is made like that, you know, and I'm not saying I'm going to justify it, but, you know, if you were, you know, in Tiger Woods' place, I'm not saying right now today, but if you were in Tiger Woods' place, would you make that decision on your own, or would you leave that up to a committee of people where you say, hey, you know what? What is in my best interest? What is the best way I can move forward? Or would you say, what is the way I can help society while I have a chance? Because right now, if Tiger Woods had that opportunity again, they would not present it to him like that. As a matter of fact, they would blacklist him like Colin Kaepernick. Think about it. And, you know, as your sports analyst, you know, I'm going to let you know, I know everybody knows, doesn't want a little politics, you know, mixing the sports. Sports is, you know, a reason for us to get away from everything. But you know what? If you were one of the athletes that's out there right now today, and you are you thinking, you know, you did not come from a silver spoon or owner that is feeding you, you know, paychecks, no matter whether it's in the millions or the thousands. Would you sit there and say, you know what, I can easily forget about where I came from? Or would you say, you know what, now I have a chance to say something. I don't care if they tell me to shut up, or, you know, only thing they can do is, you know what, at my stature and what I do right now for this team in this city, they should listen to what I got to say. And if they don't like it, you know what, I'll sit down and shut up. But for the meantime, I'm going to say my piece. And that's what these athletes are doing. They're not taking away from your entertainment. Just because they said something about something they thought was social injustice, because guess what? These athletes still have to go home in the off season. They still go and talk to, you know, their relatives. Everybody has not made it on Easy Street because they made it. They still have people they left behind. They still have people that they care about. So just think about it. If there was one of their relatives that got shot down by one of these police officers that thought because they have the, you know, they have the gun and they have the authority behind them that they can gun down anybody they want, do you think this is going to rest easy on somebody, especially if you're an NFL player or if you know somebody or if somebody in your neighborhood or a friend or family member that happened to? What do you think the reaction is supposed to be? So please, you know, just understand, you know, take your shoes off your feet and put your shoes away. Just throw them away and put your shoes in someone else's feet. And just see how that feels. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm getting off my soapbox right now, and I'm going to bring my sister on to announce the next PKN host.
All right, my brother, I thank you so much for your commentary. Adrian, I also thank you for your commentary on your special interest. And I now think that we have time for the call for salvation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've been sitting here and listening to each and every one come forth this evening and talk about what has been going on, not just in politics, but in sports, in special interest, in everyday life. And I bless God for each and every one of our hosts and for each and every one of you, our listeners. And as I was listening to each person bring forth their information, I chuckled a little bit when Brother Robert started, because that's what I was hearing in my spirit, that topic, those words, it's all smoke and mirrors. And if I could, I would say that is like the breaking news story of today, is that it's smoke and mirrors. And for you who don't understand smoke and mirrors, smoke and mirrors is basically when I get you to focus over here to the left so that you don't really see what I'm doing on the right. Or when I get you to focus on the right so that you don't see what I'm doing on the left. Smoke and mirrors is when I get you to focus on that which I want you to see so that I can do some type of deceitful, conniving dirt that you don't see. And as I listened to, at some point everyone sort of spoke on 45, everything about him is smoke and mirrors. You know, we spent 3 or 4 days talking about what he said to the officer's wife while the whole time nobody was looking at what was going on with Medicaid. Nobody was looking at what was going on that had them even over there in that situation in the first place. Smoke and mirrors. If I can get you to look over here, you won't see what's going on right there. And as I was thinking about smoke and mirrors, I began to think on the spiritual level of it. I said, that's what Satan does, smoke and mirrors. While he has us looking at it over there, he's doing dirt with us right here. He has us looking at the needs of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, the desires of pride, the desires of the haves and the have-nots. I got to have it. I got to keep up with the Joneses. He has our young people thinking that it's okay to murder. It's okay to shoot at one another. Smoke and mirrors. He has people turning against Jesus Christ. Smoke and mirrors. Oh, I'm going to make them argue about what nationality he was. I'm going to make them argue about what color he was. I'm going to make them argue about if he even ever was. I'm going to make them argue, so as long as I can make them focus over there, they can't see what I'm doing right here. That I'm degrading them, that I'm tearing down the family structure, that I'm destroying the church, that I'm tearing up the youth, that I'm destroying the future right here in the presence before their eyes, and nobody is seeing it. Nobody's talking about it. Smoke and mirrors. If I can make them look at the pettiness of it, they'll never know that the Bible told them that this was going to happen. And if I can make them stay looking down, they'll never look up and see what's about to come. Smoke and mirrors. But I'm here to tell you this evening that Jesus Christ has come so that you do not have to be duped by the smoke and mirrors. You may see the act and the nonsense going on over there, but you are wise enough to know that what is going on over there is all just a ploy to bring about what God's word has said is going to happen right here, and you don't have to die in right here. Oh, yeah, one day your flesh is going to die. Yes, the word of God says it has been appointed unto man, each and every one of us wants to die, and then after that comes the judgment. But I'm not talking about that physical death. I'm talking about that spiritual, that mental, that emotional death that people are facing every day. People are suffering with bouts and bouts of depression. People are fighting against suicidal thoughts and spirits. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to fear right here. You don't have to give in to false evidence appearing real right here if you hold on to the truth and the gift that God has given us. If you grab onto the anchor, the storm will not destroy you. You will be able to sit by and not just ride it out, but prosper in it. What happened to the Israelites when they came out of Egypt? They that held them in bondage gave them all their wealth just to make them go away. So you can prosper in it. And please understand, this ain't no prosperity thing or about getting cash. This is about getting salvation, a relationship with God, a personal one, through his son Jesus Christ, so that you no longer have to be duped by the smoke and mirrors. And it's real simple. All you have to do is just believe God on his word. The word of God says you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that he's the Son of God, that he came through the womb of a virgin, that he lived on this earth. He laid his life down on an old rugged cross on Calvary, sometimes referred to as Golgotha's Hill, that they laid him in a borrowed tomb, and that 3 days later he rose from the grave. 40 days after that he ascended back unto the Father. If you believe that and are willing to accept that gift, it's just that simple. The word of God also said that whosoever believes on Jesus shall be saved. Whosoever means anybody, everybody, anywhere, no matter what color you are, what you may have done, no matter how rich you are, how poor you are, no matter which nationality you speak. He doesn't care if you call him Yeshua, Isa, or Jesus. He doesn't care if you refer to the Father as Elohim, God, Allah. All you have to do is believe in the Creator and the Messiah, the gift that he has given unto you. He doesn't even care if you refer to him as Jesus, because in each language his name is pronounced differently. But you need to understand, if you are talking about the man who was born through the womb of a virgin, who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the grave, you can be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you be saved by simply saying this prayer. You just say, Father God, I agree with your word that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. So I accept the gift of your son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. I ask him into my life. I ask him to forgive me my sins. I ask him to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, that's the first step. The last thing you have to do is you have to tell somebody. Remember what I said. It's not about a membership. It's about a relationship. So, no, you don't have to wait until Sunday morning to tell somebody. See, Sunday morning, when you go stand up and tell somebody, that's you joining a church. That's a membership. But right now, it's a relationship. And what you need to do is you can call someone on the phone. You can send out a text message. You can go, if it's somebody in the house, just run up to them and say, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. If the walls is thin, scream it as loud as you can, if you know your neighbor's home, so they can hear it. Go on your porch, scream it out at the top of your lungs, hey, I just accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But as soon as you get that out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome, kingdom citizen. Now, yes, of course, I encourage you to attempt to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and you can heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And listen, when you go into that sanctuary, don't go thinking you're going to find perfection in the people there. What you're going to actually find in the people there are some people who may have anointings on their life, but they sit just like you are.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to the free clinic trying to make a date. You wouldn't go to the STD clinic talking about, yeah, I want to take you out on a date. Stop going to the church trying to look for your date. You're going to church to find Christ. And it's not that he lost. You just going there so he can use some other saved folk to sharpen you up, because as they say on Round Table Ministry, and as God says in his word, iron sharpens iron. But if you cannot find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Brother Rob is going to come on with the announcement of who is on tomorrow evening, but you can follow us on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Google Plus at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, and concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you and to pray for you. So, Brother Rob, it is in your hands. Everyone, great, great word, great work this evening. I know that God is blessed and is being blessed. I believe that his people are being blessed. Amen. It's back in y'all's hands.
All right, all right. And thanks so much, Pastor Pastor Toy, for the word of salvation. And just want to let everybody know, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m., we have LL, Laura Lee, with Conversation with Laura at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. Please feel free to join us with our program here with Conversation with Laura tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And right now, we're going to turn everything over to our sister Darlene. And, you know, I know we have one more segment with our sister Antonia. So, my sister Darlene, the program is going to be
right,
in your hands.
Oh, right, my brother. Yes. You know what? I am just so, I'm so uplifted. Our sister, who we affectionately love and call Kathy, you know, when she speaks, that woman does something to my soul. I don't think that she really even know. But that's the calling that's upon her, that God has placed on her. And I recognize and know it. She is such a wise woman spiritually. And I just love the fact that I am with Purpose Kingdom Network. Because we, down to the soul, down to the spirit, down to the essence of man. I don't care which perspective you want to take it, but that's what I love about Purpose Kingdom Network. In this world and in this society that we live in, you know, we have to, the most important, because there are elements beyond what our own eyes, our own two eyes can see. And we are in a spiritual warfare. That is no doubt in my mind. I just love the fact that I am a part of this ministry. No, I am not an evangelist. I am not a pastor or a minister. I don't know if God might be leading me somewhere. I don't know that just yet, but right now I know that I'm not. But it is the profound effect of information that we have to share with our listeners and with the people that, you know, first of all, are believers, and those that, even if you are not a believer, we hope and pray that by the time we are able to affect the information that we share, that you will become a believer. It is for your own spiritual well-being. I just want to, number one, I want to thank Tylene Toy Daly, and I got to say her name in full, who we affectionately call Chappie, for having Purpose Kingdom Network and Purpose Kingdom News and having a diversity in host that we are able to reach man. We are able to reach our brothers and sisters, just say man, because that can sometimes sound very cold. But we are able to reach our brothers and sisters from every aspect, be it intellectually, physically, socially, mentally, even to stimulate to entertainment from a time to time, because that ain't our purpose. Not just to make people laugh, but to give people the truth about life so that you can go on in life and build and expand. And that, I'm not reciting the mission statement. This is my own paraphrasement of what Purpose Kingdom Network is about. This is not the mission statement of Purpose Kingdom Network. But that is one of the reasons why I feel indebted to this network to do God's work, the very best that I can do. Right now, we do have one more of our hosts, Tony Abet. She's from Peripheral Vision. My sister, you there? My sister, Antonia? Okay, looks like Antonia's not there right now. Maybe we can get something to her, but until we're able to get something to her to tell her that we're trying to get her on, I just want to continue to say that we have a lot that is going on in this world. And haven't we ha-ha-ha-ha enough? And there are times, because laughter is good for the soul, and I know and understand that. But we have laughed, we have mimicked, we have done all kinds of stuff. And we have all kinds of stuff that has proven to be happening under our noses. And some of the things that are going on, we have to really place very careful attention. When I say stay awake or wake up, stay awoke, whatever way, because I post it on Facebook and so many other venues. And guess what? I hate Twitter because Trump's on it all the damn time. Oops, excuse me. All the time. I hate Twitter for that reason. But Twitter, I'm going to reconnect myself back on Twitter because I want to get into a couple of rounds with that numbskull, number 45. Right now, I do know my sister is with us, Ms. Antonia Bass. You there?
Well, good evening. Yes, how are you?
So I am just fine. I'm even better because I know you're going to share some insight with us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And good evening, everyone at PKN, and I appreciate your having me. I see with me being the last person, I better make this a little short, but hopefully at least get to the point on the health matters. So thank you very much for having me, Darlene. So I just wanted to say good evening to everyone out there. And I am Antonia Batts, and I'm here to discuss the health topic of GMOs. And I will define what they are, and I will tell you how it affects your overall health. Plus, you may be able to review that GMOs, they have been in the news and in televised venues for at least a few decades now, but no one had taken them seriously until this particular young lady who I will be mentioning that I interviewed elsewhere would be mentioned, mostly because she had taken such a prolific effect on some people until she actually teach classes at a couple of different locations. So according to GMOs.com, that's the source that this definition comes from, there's a question that is raised about what is a GMO, and they want you to learn the basics and the GMO definition. And they say that the abbreviation for GMOs, which is genetically modified organisms, is whose genome has been altered by the techniques of genetic engineering. So if you ever hear the word synthetic, synthetic mean man-made materials and or engineering, so that it's DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, contains one or more genes that are not normally found within the original genetic structure. They said they want you to understand that a high percentage of food crops, such as corn and soybeans, they are genetically modified. That's just the name of a couple. But according also to non-GMOreport.com, organisms that have been genetically modified, including microorganisms such as bacteria and yeast, insects, plants, fish, and mammals, are widely used in food, especially in processed food, because there are staple crops such as soybean and corn, which are nearly modified worldwide. And that was written as of January 3rd, 2014. I had recently myself interviewed with a person named Nefertari Muhammad, who is primarily entitled entrepreneur and herbalist. And the next free class that she will offer on Wednesday will be at a location that I will mention. But she is a professional, and by actually being an entrepreneur herbalist, she has a workshop called Living Off the Land and How to Eat to Live. She would call that ultimately this, GMO exposed. That is E-X and then another X, P-O-S-E-D. She is also a GMO and compost education specialist. She teaches a class at Temple University's PASSET program in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and also at the Cobb Creek Recreation Center here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She will eventually make sure I know the address to where you can find this information, and I will give you a contact piece of information if in case you ever have an interest and you happen to be in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. And she is, as I mentioned, the program director at Cobb Creek Recreational Center. She refers to herself as not only an entrepreneur herbalist, but a community activist and a gardener. She said that she had raised her family with the conscientiousness of avoiding GMOs in the future in her food supply because they're definitely known to have taken an effect that was not necessarily positive over many years of consumption. One of the biggest concerns of those who were definitely aware of the effects of GMOs that have followed that for many years, including bona fide scientists, they have been known to have made a correlation about why hospital emergency rooms have overflowed so much, and it had caused populations across the United States to create what is now called emergency medical centers, which have 24-hour emergency services for people because of some of the correlation that had to do with possible GMO consumption that had increased illnesses, of people in rapid numbers. Studies have supported the use of GMO cellular structure of the genomes. Genomes are defined as the complete set of genes or the genetic material present in a cell or an organism. In other words, just like your body can be altered into a different type of fabric than what it was normally originated it, as when you received them from your family, so can the cellular structures of the food that you consume, which means it probably will take the original structure of plants that we have eaten that are not no longer considered natural food products in some cases, and they were to, intended to be grown as God had originally made it, but we had altered it. And there has been many proven studies to support that the cellular structure of the many edible plants and grains and whatever else have been changed for different reasons. Some say it's because of the additives in order to expand the crops and, of course, make more money as one of the many reasons. Some may say that to increase the size of the product, and some people refer to it as a mutation. Some may say to add preservatives or alter the taste of the products to enhance its appeal. And some may say it increases the shelf life, in other words, the longevity of the product until it is used. And the list of reasons go on and beyond that sometimes. Well, I can say personally, it was brought to my attention a while ago that there were products that were considered, for example, seedless. Going to a workshop myself a few years ago, and they said, how do you get a seedless product? If we know that in order to plant a crop, you would definitely have to have seeds. And in its natural form, such as a grape, which contains seeds to be replanted, cucumbers, and tomatoes, and other crops, some people question, how did they turn those seedless products into non-seeded products? Some may say most of them have been genetically altered, GMOs. There were some people who also had deformities and other issues that went on with some animal meats that they were basically specials created off of in order to broadcast on different televised programs, not in the most recent past that I know of, and they don't have any accurate information accounting for every deformity, but there had been a suspicion of GMO altercation, maybe from the grains and plants that they have eaten. So Nefertari Muhammad had recommended that people start by learning compost techniques that she called supreme compost. She had said that the emergency centers may receive many people with problems such as asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiac arrest, Alzheimer's, and many more illnesses that are believed to be associated with long-term GMO consumption. And she said, at the center, at Cobbs Creek Community Center, which they have classes on Wednesday evenings from 7 o'clock p.m. until 8:30 p.m., they will give instructions on supreme compost and GMOs and other matters here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So the next Wednesday class coming up soon in October of the year 2017, the last Wednesday, because this is the 22nd the 1st of November. That will be when you can definitely find her. And with that being said, her contact information, you can reach her on Facebook, Preem Compost and GMO Exposed. That is EXXPOSED. She would love for you to be in touch with her. Also at the website at supremecompost.weeby.com. And you can definitely follow up any information and research that she had indulged herself into for more than a couple of decades now. And she do seems as if she feels as though her information is just as credible, I'm sure, as the scientists who are out there creating the research that they take. But they said there is a link, and the link is WEBBLY, is the easiest way to create a website, store, or blog. WEBBLY.com. That is her reference. And she definitely would love to hear from you on your response to GMOs and the need for people to understand why Supreem Compost may be the nearest and dearest way that is superbly recommended over organic food. Because organic food, it has its place in this world, but Supreem Compost is an even more natural way to break down the chemical compounds of materials that you waste. Instead of throwing it away, you take banana peelings, whatever, leaves, and find a way to make compost so you can start to grow your own basic small garden or large garden in a natural form. So please, by all means, refer to Nefertari Muhammad's material, as she definitely like for you to understand that this is a learning process for all of us. And if we don't take the advantage of it, we may not have the information we need. So the correction for Supreem Compost would be supremecompost.weebly.com. And that would be that session. I was asked to do a follow-up on microorganisms, microchips, rather. Microchips is a past show that I have done, and one of the concerns is this particular question that was posed: is it predicted that microchips will be inserted into human skin involuntarily or not in the future? So with that being considered, I would say occasionally I see the subject of microchips becoming newsworthy in the past couple of decades, not that it hasn't been in the front of a lot of scientific research prior to that. But it has started with people who are concerned about their pets wandering away from home, at least as publicized in the news and or specials that were created over the television or however. But eventually I'm seeing where people have shown a concern about tracking and rescuing their children just to help them to avoid being kidnapped or being lost. Suppose when the children grow up, they don't want the tracking system inserted in their skin any longer. And there have been other reasons why people who have definitely approved or challenged or disapproved the technology for even their own personal use. There have been jobs.
I just want to jump in for one second, my sister, because with what you're talking about with microchipping, even in labor management, we got a problem with that. You're tracking people when they go to the bathroom, when they come in, you know, when they pooped, when they do whatever. They want to also do it on jobs. So that, you know, it's supposed to save the company money because they can get rid of time clock, yeah, whatever. They still got some device to be able to track it. The truth of the matter is, that's something that they're trying to do across the board, and we got to fight like hell for it not to go through. And that means we got to get out there November 7th. November 7th, coming up. We got to get out there November 7th, and we got to vote. We got to vote for judges. We got to vote for district attorneys. In Philadelphia, a district attorney. There's other city controller. There are some state representative jobs, offices out there. But we have to become very vigilant, and we got to do the right thing from the ground up to try to begin to fight some of the things that's coming down the pipe with the microchipping, with everything that is, you can see the stage being set. I don't know anybody else, but I see a stage being set. And maybe because, I don't have a problem with saying I am a conspiracy theorist. Have no problem with saying that. Have no problem at all. But my sister, you have brought us some really good information from time to time. We need to revisit this issue about the microchipping because this is something that should concern everyone. When we look at, the Book of Revelation, everybody talk about the 3 sixes, the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell. Well, we're in a digital technological time. Okay, I know when I was a kid and I first heard it in Sunday school or wherever I first heard it, when I thought of the mark of a beast, I thought of regular numerals from the Hindu system, 666. Well, that does not have to necessarily mean that is what it is in this time of technology and digital warfare. I have to say digital warfare. We're in a time that is not like none other. So we just need to stay on top of what's going on, and that's why I continue to say stay awoke. Wake up. Don't sleep. My sister Antonia, were you concluding?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I was going to say in support of everything you had to say, I don't have to be repetitive, that was going to actually be my next point regarding the employment sector. In this age and day of all of this invasion of privacy and impositions on twisting things around on behalf of the Affordable Care Act and things of that nature, you don't want people to just totally transform your life as a human being and the person who can reign over your own personal situations and including your family members and turned into an enslaved embodiment of what people feel as though they can transform you into and continue to just make a fool out of you. So just because you have some people who approve of the microchipping for their own personal reasons, some people have considered it the lazy way of being able to replace your key cards and open up the doors of your car and be able to gain entry into your workplace. Some people say, what's wrong with carrying a few credit cards on you in place of allowing somebody to turn around and take your skin and implant something the size of your body? Learn how to make sure that people do not overtake what is rightfully yours when it comes to your body or the body of your children or your children's children and do what was suggested by Darlene Lawrence and anyone that understands the potential danger of what it could put you and your ability to have the right to privacy into. Because after all, because of a lot of people afraid to speak up against people because they feel as though that money is the thing that keeps them beholden. If you turn around and stoop as low as allowing someone to implant something like a chip into your body, you will have no livelihood. And life as you know it, as of right now, it may not be the best, but I tell you what,
this will be
the worst results if you don't turn around and understand what could be used as a defamation of your character and your ability to continue on and protect your children and your children's children. So thank you very much for your support on that, news anchor, darling Lawrence, because after all...
You know, I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to thank you all.
You know, my sister, no, I thank you. I thank you because you bring that information to us, and this has been an excellent segment. And there it is. We have it. I want to thank all of our hosts this evening, my sister Adrienne Allen, my brother Robert Hudson, my sister Kathy, and Antonia Betts, Miss Peripheral Vision. Thank you so much for your input tonight. Come back. We will be definitely here October 29th, unless Christ cracked that sky. And we're going to bring some more to you. We look forward to having another segment then. Stay prayerful. Be in love. Love God. And take care of yourself. Good night.
Jesus led. He raised me. I will not lose.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.